Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Grace and Ella with your 9 a.m. Deadlines. A protest was held this past Sunday at King George Square calling for sanctions on Israel in response to their attacks against the Palestinian people. The action drew large crowds, with protesters marching as well as holding a sit-in in the city's crowded Queen Street Mall to bring attention to the cause. Many protesters held up a long red piece of cloth to signify the need for the federal government to draw a red line against genocide. Mount Kutha is on track for a major facelift, with a new hiking trail, a glamping nature retreat, a renovated lookout, and planetarium upgrades all on the cards. The Lord Mayor has spoken about Mount Kutha's untapped potential, saying Brisbane is riding an international popularity wave as a tourism destination, and with the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games coming, now is the time to start planning more to see and do in our city. The City Council has confirmed plans and a design for an upgrade to the Tropical Dome. Alongside the plans to upgrade South Bank, it looks like Brisbane is set for a full-body makeover. In national news, the University of Southern Queensland and academics in China have developed a new technique to turn single-use face masks into components for smartphones or LED lights. There are hopes the recycled product could be a cost-effective and sustainable alternative to other materials commonly used to keep devices from overheating, such as polymers, metals, or graphite. More than 950 billion masks have been discarded since the COVID-19 pandemic, Professor Ping-An Song from the University of Southern Queensland said. Peter Halley, a professor of chemical engineering at the University of Queensland, said the upcycling projects are both economically worthwhile and a step towards reducing landfill.
Western Australia's southern coastline is a key breeding ground for southern right whales, but numbers are stalling in their recovery from whaling in the 1970s. Each winter, the whales arrive on Western Australia's southern coast to breed their young, offering scientists an opportunity to study the species' habits. Unlike humpbacks, which have recovered from whaling to quite a significant extent, southern right whales are still struggling to establish the pre-whaling population, Max Farby said, from University of Western Australia. The latest strategy is to use drones and aircraft to help find answers, in the hopes of keeping records of mother and calf pairs along the coast, which will aid in the understanding of these developments. In international news, Anthony Albanese has arrived in Canada ahead of the G7 summit, with him due to speak with the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney later today. The summit is taking place in Kanakis, a small mountain town in Alberta, with AUKUS and defence spending expecting to be at the top of the agenda. The PM also has plans to take his first face-to-face meeting with Donald Trump tomorrow, with Albanese aiming for the talk to be constructive. To be a constructive discussion. For your weather today, Brisbane is slowly starting to warm up. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is expected to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.